Fairbanks could soon face tougher fine particulate pollution regulations. The Environmental Protection Agency is reviewing its standards for the tiny particles called PM2.5 produced by combustion. Fairbanks began regularly violating the standard during the winter when cold air traps emissions at ground level after the EPA substantially tightened it in 2005 due to increased concerns about health impacts. Borough Transportation Director Glenn Miller says permissible levels could be ratcheted down again by the end of this year.
And they're not only looking at the 24-hour average, but also the annual standard. If that were to occur, obviously it's going to make it more difficult for us to meet attainment for PM2.5.
As a federally designated non-attainment area for fine particulates, Fairbanks is required to work with the state to develop a plan to get into compliance. The plan, due in December 2012, has to include an inventory of emission sources, environmental models, and pollution control measures. Miller says investigations into several potential sources, including local power plants, continues, but wood burning for heating is the current focus.
The studies that we've been conducting last winter and that we'll conduct this winter will help us better understand the contribution from things like coal and from automobiles and from sulfur from home heating systems. And until we have that information, we really can't arrive at control measures around those sources unless we know the exact contribution. Right now, we do know that wood smoke is a significant contributor, and therefore that's why we focused on that.
In June, the Borough Assembly approved a wood stove and boiler removal and replacement program. It offers participants cash payments and tax breaks to fix, get rid of, or swap out old units for newer, cleaner-burning, EPA-approved models. Miller says there's already been a good response to the grant-funded program.
We have a total of $1 million that is available for this program, and we already have about 20% of the money already spoken for through applicants that have come in and expressed interest and filled out applications.
Miller says 82 people have applied, most wanting to replace old stoves. A wood stove industry trade group reports that similar programs in lower 48 cities with fine particulate pollution problems are able to halve emissions through elimination of older stoves. He says local surveys indicate that there are about 3,000 such units in Fairbanks that need to be removed or replaced at a cost of $7 to $8 million. If the current pilot program is successful, it could leverage additional state and federal grants to continue it. Miller stresses that a public education campaign on how to operate stoves cleanly and the importance of burning dry wood is also important.